Community colleges have notoriously struggled to retain and graduate students, especially compared to four-year universities. But the statewide program that allows high school graduates to go to community college for free seems to be boosting the number of students returning for a second year. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Last fall, thanks to the Tennessee Promise Program, Motlow State Community College saw an influx of new students. Its freshman class swelled by 73%. And Jonathan Graham, the Tennessee Promise coordinator there, says the school was a little concerned that the allure of free college would pull in students who were unmotivated.
I think that we got a lot of students who weren't necessarily thinking about coming to college in the first place, and we were kind of worried that that was going to affect our retention rates.
But it turns out, Tennessee Promise students at Motlow State were more likely to stay in college than the rest of the population. There are two main reasons for this retention boost. One, Tennessee Promise requires that students enroll in school full-time rather than part-time, and full-time students are almost always more likely to stay. And two,
we're probably getting some students that would have been university students and that are taking Tennessee Promise for their first 2 years.
That's Eric Melcher with Volunteer State, which reported the same trend. In other words, the allure of free college didn't just pull in unmotivated students. It also pulled in a lot of young adults who plan to go on and get their bachelor's. But while the retention rate is higher than normal, a sizable chunk of Tennessee Promise students still dropped out, more than a third at Motlow and even more at Vol State. This is in part because they have to complete community service and maintain a 2.0 GPA to stay eligible. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
The deadline for high school seniors to apply for next year's Tennessee Promise program is Tuesday.